This morning I'll continue with a series of talks on the greatest blessings which exist in the world, as taught by the Lord Buddha. The next set in order is Arati Virati Papa Majjapana Jasamnamo Appamato Chathami Sueta Mangalamutamam. So we're continuing to talk about what the Lord Buddha taught to be things which bring personal development, which lead one to progress and to develop in one's life. And here we have a new set of three blessings, three things which lead one to development, lead one to develop and to progress in one's life. Arati Virati Papa. To avoid and abstain from all evil. Majjapana Cha Sanyamo. To give up alcohol and intoxication. Appamato Cha Thamesu. To give up negligence in regards to the Dhammas, the truth. To be ever vigilant, heedful in regards to the Dhammas, all Dhammas. Eta Mangala Muttamang, these are things which lead one to development and prosperity in one's life. Arati Virati Papa. Means to abstain from those things which are unwholesome, which lead to suffering. Those things which are considered to be evil in the highest sense. As for evil, we have there are three kinds of evil. There's evil by way of body, evil by way of speech, and evil by way of mind. When a person does evil deeds, it's either by way of one of these three doors. By way of body, we have killing and stealing and sexual misconduct. By way of speech, we have lying and divisive speech, harsh speech, useless speech, frivolous speech. And by way of mind, we have greed, anger, and delusion. Wanting what other people have, being hateful towards other people, and having wrong view or wrong understanding about the world. And the Lord Buddha said, Akatang Tukatang Seyo. One should not even do any evil. It's just not worth doing. Even a small evil deed is something which we should avoid and abstain from at all times. How we avoid and abstain from evil deeds, there are three ways. The first way is to keep morality. We make a promise to ourselves not to kill, not to steal, and so on. This is the way to stop the bad deeds of body and speech. But the bad deeds of mind are much more difficult to root out. When we practice morality, we keep precepts. We make a promise not to kill, not to steal, not to commit adultery, not to use wrong speech. We keep the five precepts or the eight precepts, or the 10 precepts, or even 227 precepts. This is considered to be morality. And the second way we practice meditation, we develop our minds. And we sit and practice rising, falling, watch the breath. Our mind develops concentration and focus and is able to do away with the bad deeds of mind, so that our minds become pure. We sit and simply acknowledge the simple things which arise and cease. We acknowledge the pains and the aching which arise and cease in the body, which come and go. And without attaching to anything, we just watch the truth around us. When we do this, all of the bad things in the mind, all greed and anger and confusion, disappear. Temporarily. But even though once we practice meditation, all of the bad things disappear. If we stop there, stop at the practice of meditation, our minds might be clear and calm at that time, but they will not be clean in the highest sense. So once we sit down and practice meditation, the Lord Buddha taught us we need vipassana, we need to see clearly. We need to come to acknowledge everything which arises and ceases. After our minds become peaceful and calm, we have to pay attention to everything which arises. Even calm feelings, we pay attention and acknowledge calm, calm, calm. When we're thinking about this or about that, we acknowledge thinking, and bring our minds always back to the present moment, to the rising and the falling, to the movements of the foot and so on. And when we practice in this way, watching present reality, we come to gain wisdom. And this can destroy all tendency to give rise to defilements. Not only do the defilements disappear, the bad things in our minds and all the bad deeds of body and speech, they disappear. But also any tendency for them to arise again, any potential, is rooted out because of wisdom. And we know for ourselves what is the truth. There's no possibility for any of these bad things to arise again, even if we stop practicing. Truth stays with us and be with us for all times. So the Lord Buddha taught this is the high something auspicious in the highest sense. It leads to development, it leads to prosperity. When we don't do evil deeds, we don't have enemies, we don't have fear of the repercussions of our bad deeds. Our minds are peaceful and calm. We don't have guilt, any guilty feelings for the bad things we've done. And when we refrain from evil deeds, on whatever level we refrain, it's a cause for greater and further development, greater and further spiritual gain. This is something we should set ourselves in. Abstain from bad deeds of body, abstain from bad deeds of speech, and abstain from bad deeds of mind. This is the first one. Majjapana ca sanyamo, to give up intoxication, alcohol and drugs, narcotics, things which lead the mind to a drunken, unmindful state. Many people ask, why is it so important to give up alcohol, to give up drugs? narcotics which lead to intoxication. When we come to practice meditation, why is it so important that we live our lives free from these things? The most important factor in the development of the mind is mindfulness, what we call mindfulness, the word sati. Sati means to be aware of what's happening, to remind yourself all the time what's going on around you, to bring yourself to the present moment. When we acknowledge rising and falling, this is mindfulness. This is knowing clearly what's happening. When we take drugs or intoxicants or alcohol, any of these substances which cloud the mind, it has the opposite effect of mindfulness. Even some substances bring great clarity of mind. They can never bring mindfulness. In fact, they take away the mindfulness of the mind. Mindfulness is like the ultimate sobriety, the ultimate state of being of sobriety, being sober in the ultimate sense. Our minds are not intoxicated by anything whatsoever. Not intoxicated by sights, by sounds, by smells, by taste, by feelings, or by thoughts. When we take intoxicating substances, the purpose of taking them and the result from taking them is the intoxication of the mind. Some sort of happy, blissful state which is unable to comprehend the truth of suffering or the cause of suffering, unable to see that the disadvantages of clinging, the disadvantages of holding on to the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body and the heart, unable to be mindful. So we have to start as a base for our practice. The abstention from alcohol and narcotics is a base for the practice of vipassana meditation. Without it, it's impossible to develop meditation in any real sense. Mindfulness is being sober, both in body and in mind. And if we're not committed to sobriety, we can never hope to develop in vipassana meditation, because our minds will always be clouded and unclear. This is also a great auspiciousness. You can tell whether someone is going to develop by whether they are committed to giving up intoxication or not. If someone is still indulging in intoxication, intoxicants in this way or that way, even not in terms of substances, but in terms of the things around them, sights and sounds and smells and tastes and feelings and thoughts, if they're still intoxicated by any one of these things, you can see they're not going to, you can be sure they're not going to develop, or it'll be difficult for them to develop. If you talk to people who have given these things up, it's quite sure that these people will have prosperity and progress in their lives. This is considered a great auspiciousness, something which will certainly lead to goodness in the future, a blessing in the highest sense. Appamadho jatamesu. The third blessing today is in regards to all dhammas, all good things and all bad things. To have appamada. Appamada means the opposite of negligence, not being negligent, being vigilant, being diligent, being heedful, being mindful, being aware at all times. In regards to dhammas, there are two kinds of dhamma, two kinds of reality. One is good things, one is bad things. good things means all wholesome or beneficial realities, and bad things means all unwholesome, all unbeneficial, all unhelpful realities, all things which lead to suffering. The Lord Buddha taught we should never be negligent in regards to these things. Never be forgetful. Never simply let our minds follow after good things or follow after bad things. In regards to all wholesome and unwholesome things, we should not be negligent. Whatever good things exist in the world means whatever wholesome things exist, whatever beneficial things, beneficial qualities of mind there are, we should develop these things. For instance, mindfulness, concentration, effort, confidence, wisdom, and so on. We should not be negligent in developing these things. We should, at every chance that we get, we should try to develop these things in our mind. We should continue to practice meditation with unending effort and concentration and focus and confidence and so on. And we can develop wisdom and mindfulness, become free from suffering. We should not be negligent in regards to unwholesome things either. Whatever bad things exist in the mind, we should not let them, simply let them continue and persist in our minds. We should work our hardest to root them out, to take them out of the mind. We should make a determination that we will not let these things stay in our minds. We will continue to practice mindfulness until these things have left the mind. Until these things have, will no longer come back into the mind. Until we attain the state of no return, so that all bad things will never return into our mind. No more greed or anger or delusion, or stinginess or jealousy, or conceit or deception or so on. We should, Lord Buddha said we should not be negligent in regards to good things and bad things. Whatever is good, we should develop it, keep it in our minds. Whatever is bad, we should throw it away and keep it out of our minds. Keep it away from our minds. This is a great auspiciousness. It leads to happiness and peace. Because the cause of all suffering is unwholesomeness. Whatever suffering there is in the world, in our lives, it comes from the unwholesomeness of the bad things we have in our minds in the present moment, bad things we've done in the past because of our unwholesomeness. Whatever happiness there is, it comes from wholesomeness, from doing good deeds, from having a clear mind, a clean mind. This is the truth which the Lord Buddha taught. And when we practice mindfulness in this way, we become someone free from unwholesomeness, with a mind full of wholesome, full of goodness. Become someone who is not negligent in regards to the Dhamma, in regards to reality. Who comes to act in accordance with reality, in accordance with the truth. And so this is considered a great auspiciousness. It leads to happiness and freedom from suffering. So today we've gone through three of the greatest auspicious blessings which exist in an ultimate sense. Etam mangalam uttamam. We'll stop there for today.